I'm Claire Buchanan. For the first time in nearly 6 months, all of Illinois' 11 regions are back in phase four of Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID reopening plan. Hannah Meisel has more.
Since mid-August, at least one region of the state had been under COVID mitigations. That is, until Thursday. COVID metrics everywhere in Illinois have fallen sharply since the holidays ended. In the middle of January, Governor Pritzker lifted a freeze on his so-called Tier 3 mitigations, and since then, every region of the state has made it out from under mitigations. In Phase 4, indoor dining is allowed with up to 10 people per table and a 25% capacity limit. Gatherings, including weddings, are limited to 50 people. But public health officials are warning that this dip in COVID cases and resulting hospitalizations and deaths may not last long. Several more contagious variants that originated overseas have been detected in the U.S. and Illinois. The Centers for Disease Control estimates the U.K. variant, B.1.1.7, may become the dominant strain in the U.S. next month. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Colleges and universities in Illinois say they want Governor J.B. Pritzker to make higher education faculty and staff eligible for the COVID vaccine now rather than later. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz chairs the group of public university presidents and chancellors.
The CDC recommends that faculty and staff be moved into 1B, and also some of our neighboring states have also done that. And so we simply are asking for the same considerations.
Dietz says without a message that vaccines will come to college faculty, staff, and students before the fall semester, Illinois high school graduates are likely to go to school in other states. Dietz says there's a parity issue as well. K-12 educators are already eligible for the vaccine. Illinois will receive close to $20 million from a settlement reached this week between a coalition of attorneys general and the consulting firm McKinsey. Capital News Illinois reports McKinsey has been investigated and sued by multiple states for its role in the opioid epidemic. The settlement totals $573 million. Raul's office says it will be the first multi-state settlement related to the opioid crisis to result in substantial payment. According to Raul's office, the settlement will be used to abate and address the impact of the opioid epidemic throughout Illinois and the other participating states. I'm Claire Buchanan.
And I'm Leah Lerner. SIU leaders say spring 2021 enrollment mirrors what the school reported in the fall. The 10th day report shows retention rates were steady. The number of new freshmen is up 36% year over year and reflects a similar bump reported in the fall of 2020. The freshman class that entered back in August had an 85% retention rate for the spring as well. Chancellor Austin Lane says there was also an increase in first-time students this spring, perhaps indicating that some students put off classes in the fall because of the pandemic, but that they're starting their academic career now as COVID-19 vaccines are available and more data is available about how the school is handling the pandemic. Total spring enrollment is 10,378 students. That's down about 3.7% from last spring, but represents a smaller drop to the one SIUC reported in the fall of 2020. State public safety agencies are monitoring winter storm needs across Illinois. Snow plows are out and road salting continues as most of Illinois has experienced rain, ice, and snow, or a combination of all three. State Department of Transportation spokesperson Paul Wapple says it's also turning bitterly cold.
Different parts of the state are going to see some wind chills the next couple, 3 days over the weekend, potentially 20 to 25 below zero. So this looks like this will be some of the coldest weather, lowest temperatures we've had in a couple of years. So we want to make sure everybody's prepared.
Wapple advises having an emergency kit in your car if you have to go out and checking up to date winter road conditions on gettingaroundillinois.com. I'm Leah Lerner.